This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another little thought about the Watergate era. Our friends at the Retro Report note that the Titanic struggle and electoral controversy over campaign finance this year, there's $1 billion on the block for this midterm election. It all stems from 1972 and Watergate, that third-rate burglary that ended Richard Nixon's presidency, found that the committee to reelect the president had received tens of millions of dollars in secret campaign donations. Here's former White House counsel John Dean, who served 4 months in prison for his role in covering up the scandal.
They had literally stacks and stacks of cash sitting around. They couldn't count it as fast as it was coming in.
Uh-oh. Well, in 1974, Congress acted to supposedly rid secret money from campaigns.
The Federal Campaign Act of 1974 is going to change American politics forever, and hopefully for the better.
We thought that we got what we needed. I felt we had achieved a very, very historic reform.
But it was more of a dream for Fred Wertheimer there, who was the head of Common Cause. Common Cause, of course, which exposed all those secret donations. Today, if anything, the influence of money has exploded since then. Retro Report producer Scott Michaels tells us the story. Scott, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
It's amazing of how convinced they were that they were fixing the system. And anything but that happened since then.
Yeah, I mean, the law that came out of Watergate really was – it was a landmark reform of the campaign finance system, and it set up the foundation for our modern system of campaign finance fundraising. What we've seen 40 years later is that really much of that law has been undercut at this point.
And part of it had to do with the law bumping into various other kinds of legal controversies. Here's another scandal that prompted the next major reform movement. Here's Senator John McCain.
The President of the United States took the Lincoln bedroom, treated it like Motel 6, and he was the bellhop.
John McCain, of course, talking about President Clinton hosting donors at the White House to raise so-called soft money for the 1996 reelection campaign. McCain, of course, decided to take the lead and create another reform movement. What happened there?
So John McCain took the lead in trying to ban what was called soft money. And soft money was the big way that money got into the political system in the 80s and 90s. And basically, it was a way to get around the law that had been passed after Watergate.
But then all of this got kicked into the Supreme Court, and we're back to an issue of where speech is money, money is speech, and the Citizens United era, of course, is where we are now. Here's Fred Wertheimer, who pretty much says that we're back where we started.
What was at the core of the Watergate campaign finance scandals? Corporate money, secret money, unlimited contributions from individuals. What do we have today? Corporate money, secret money, unlimited contributions from individuals.
How come public outrage hasn't generated more of a sense of we need to fix this?
Well, I mean, I think Fred Wertheimer would say that there really hasn't been a scandal the way that there was during the Watergate era that has really captured the public imagination and led to reform, and that there's been a cycle over the last 40 or 50 years of scandal and reform and scandal and reform. But that many of the elements that were present in the 1970s that led to the scandal are back in the system now, where it's as easy as ever to spend money and to spend money secretly and for wealthy corporations and unions to get money into the political system.
What it seems to me is that those players really enjoy this new game of being able to play super PAC influence, and that until there is a huge scandal where essentially a presidential candidate is bought, we're not going to see any reform. Is that pretty much your conclusion at Retro Report?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's unlikely that we're going to see a major kind of reform like we did after Watergate. And part of that is because of the way the Supreme Court has ruled and the fact that all of this is tied up with the First Amendment. So to pass a law like that, you would really have to pass a constitutional amendment, which seems unlikely to happen.
Scott Michaels, producer at Retro Report, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.